That thing that's holding you back, that thing that's dragging you down, that thing is you.
Your biggest enemy is you. People don't understand it's you against you. The only person that gets in your way is you. Nobody else. It's you.
I need you to confront you because you're the one holding you up. I need you to confront you. I need you to look in the mirror and tell you, you are not going to do me like this no more. You're not going to continue to sabotage me. You're not. You're not going to keep procrastinating. I need you. You're not.
You're not a loser. You've just made decisions that have created an environment that feels like it. Go look in the mirror. Take responsibility for where you are and admit to yourself that you are where you are because of decisions that you made, because of weakness that you had, because of your lack of ability to do the hard things when things got hard. That's why you are where you are. And start right now fixing that. Start making better decisions right now, and before you know it, you'll be living a different life.
The only person you can control is you. So focus on making yourself who you want to be. Discipline your body. Get up early and go. Get after it, and you'll become the person you want to be. And you become that person through one small decision at a time.
Become the person who cannot quit. Become the person who can say no to the things that they know they're supposed to say no to. Become the person who makes the right decision regardless of the circumstances, regardless of the hardships, regardless of the pain, regardless of the frustration. If you become that person, you have no limits in your life. There is no stopping that person.
You in three and you got 6 gears, but you're accustomed to three, you're accustomed to four. I challenge you to push it to all the gear you got. I want to see how far I can go. I want to see what I can accomplish. I want to see what I can do, what I can be, what I can have. I want to see. I don't want to see what I think I can do. I don't want to see what I think is possible. I want to see what my life would look like if I didn't count the cost, if I had the mentality that you gotta want it.
I'm going to try to be the best that I can be, the strongest, the fastest, the smartest human being that I can become. Better than I was yesterday. Better than people thought I could be. Better than I thought I could be.
When you cut this off, I want you to go look yourself in the mirror and I want you to vow. No more excuses. Like, from this day forward, I'm not going to be getting pumped up. I'm not just going to be fired up. I'm about to start applying. Because listen to me very closely. The difference between people who talk about it and people who do it is one simple word, application. They hear it and they don't just hear it. They digest it. And when they digest it, boom, they do something with it. I don't need you to learn a lot of stuff this year. I don't need you to learn 40 things this year. If you can learn one thing, I'm talking about learn it. I'm talking about put it deep within. Not you hear it, not you read it, not you see it. If you can give me one principle a month that you own, that becomes a part of who you are, that changes how you think, that changes how you behave. If you can become an executor, if you can execute, you can do the unthinkable. You can make all your milestones become a reality if it stops being a hobby. You're doing it when you feel like it. You're doing it when you get time. You're doing it on your lunch break. You're not serious. You're not eating it. You're not eating it. You're not dreaming it. It's not haunting your dreams at night. I'm telling you right now, there are those of you are going to do the unthinkable if you can shut it down. You got to shut the TV down. You got to shut certain people down. You are minimizing right now, and you need to optimize.
This is going to be a full commitment to creating the kind of person that can make the right decision even when it's the last thing they want to do. When they're tired, when they're sore, when they're hungry, when they're stressed, when they're frustrated, when they're angry, when the world is crashing down on their shoulders, they will still make the right decision. Your only solution is to become that kind of a person. Start today, and in 365 days, you will look back and you will say, that was the day. That was the day that everything changed. That was the day that my life changed. That was the day that my family changed. That was the day my community changed, my state changed, and my country changed, because I changed. Make that day today.
Until you have had the taste of finishing, until you follow through, until something is done fighting through tears and trials and tests, and pushing through all of it. Until you get to that point, you will not respect yourself.
Persistence, patience, perseverance. When something doesn't work, there's always another solution.
You see, I will try 100 times to get up, and if I fail 100 times, if I fail and I give up, do you think that I'm ever going to get up? No. But if I fail, I try again and again and again. For as long as I try, there's always that chance of getting up. And it's not the end until you've given up.
Whatever dream you have, you're going to have moments of feeling deceived and isolated and persecuted and condemned and powerless. Long journey, long dark night of the soul. But when you hold on to your dream, don't let anybody kill it in you. When it doesn't make sense to anybody, including you sometimes, just hold on. Every time you find yourself saying that you can't do something, putting yourself down, being negative about you and the possibilities for you, you've got to literally catch yourself. And you've got to affirm to yourself in the process, hey, no, I can make it. There's some way this can happen for me. You've got to remind yourself that you've got powers within you, talents within you that you haven't even reached for yet. That once you give yourself an opportunity to try and to experiment with your life, to stretch, you'll find out you can do more than you could ever begin to imagine.
It's only going to take one more for that thing to happen that you want to achieve. It's only going to take one more. You have more in you. You're probably one idea away from it. You're probably one step away from it. You're probably one action item away from it. You're literally one more away from whatever it is you're trying to do to get to the next level. Just one more. And I'm telling you, you're not where you want to be financially, and it's not going to take 20 shots. You are not where you want to be in your personal life. You are not the person you want to be, and it's not going to take you 20 shots. For some of you, it's one more shot. For some of you, it's two more shots, and you have not given yourself enough credit to say, I just need to get up a half hour earlier, and my whole life will change. I just need to get up 1 hour earlier. I just need to work 1 hour longer.
You just need one more shot at your life, one more perspective at your life, one more way to look at your life, one more way to act and behave. You just need one more. Give it one more day. Give it one more chance. Give it one more opportunity. I dropped out of school. I'm not going back to college. Go back. You weren't the right version of you. Go back now. You need one more shot at it. You'll finish this time. Give me that adversity one more time. I saw it the wrong way last time. I just need one more adversity. I just need one more challenge. I just need one more opportunity to show you that I can be responsible. Just give me one more time with adversity so I can learn how to understand adversity. It's not about the hand you were dealt, but now I'm giving it one more time. You're going to play your hand differently. Let me look at the same hand, but let me look at it a different way now.
And the problem with some of you in this room, you will never be great, because every time you go through pain, every time you go through a problem, every time you go through discouragement, you give up and you quit, and you do not understand that at the end of pain is your millions. At the end of pain is your reward. At the end of pain is your productivity. At the end of pain is your promise. So do me a favor, stop crying about it and use your energy to get through it.
I just need one more shot. The last 20 shots, I was a victim. I need one more shot. This time I need to act like a victor.
Recycle your pain. You can decide the shape, the form. You can decide the product that comes from your pain. But you know what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to quit in the process. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give in. Average people live off talent. Phenomenal people live off efforts.
I want you to get to a place in your life that every mistake you make, every setback you get, every obstacle that you don't overcome, every barrier you can't climb, I don't want you to give up, but I want you to fail forward. You gotta learn from your mistakes, that every mistake you make, you fail a class, get back up and try again. You lose a job, get back up and try again. You put all your money in investment, get back and try it again. If you start a business and it don't work, don't stop, don't quit, fail forward. forward. Learn from each and every one of your mistakes. Don't quit. Don't give up. If it gets hard, you tie a knot around yourself. You double tied if you have to, but you hold on.
You've got to be so relentless, regardless of what comes down the pike, that you're always looking for a way to get over. Always looking for a way that you can break through. Always looking for a way that you can win. Always looking for a way that you can strike a telling blow. If we hang in there, if we give out but don't give up, if we continue to resolve again, yes, it's hard. Yes, I'm ready for it to be hard. Don't want it easy, but I want what's mine. Whatever stands in my way, I'm willing to pay this price for this breakthrough, for this talent, for this skill, for this dream, this goal that I have. Yes, I've been knocked down. Yes, I've been devastated, but I'm back now. And I know, even though it's hard, I will do it hard. And I'm going to come back again and again and again and again until I get what I want.
It's one thing to believe when you got money in your pocket. It's one thing to believe when your marriage is working out and you got your health and your children acting like they got good sense. It's easy to believe then. Oh, but when you get that diagnosis, say you ain't gonna be here long. When you lose your job, when someone you thought you'd be with for the rest of your life said, no, we can't do this no more.
There will be times when you will feel alone and you will feel deserted, when you'll feel weak and you doubt yourself and other people will doubt you, and you ask yourself, am I crazy? Maybe I am dreaming. Maybe I don't have what it takes. That's going to happen.
It is literally at the darkest moment when it dawns. You don't really even get to the next level to your darkest moments. Stop tripping when it get dark and you running. You running from your success. Like, why would you do something for 10 years, then quit? Why would you do something for 11 years, then quit? So for a lot of you, if you was gonna quit, you should have quit when you put your first grand in it. You like 20,000 deep now. You like 9,800 hours deep into it. It only take 10,000 hours.
Pain doesn't leave us the same. It's like problems. It's like failure. It moves us. It either moves us forward and we get better, or we have a wrong attitude and it moves us backward and then we get bitter.
You don't get to choose when or why you go through pain. That's out of your control. But you always get to decide how you respond, how you handle it, what you do about it.
Life is tough. You may have been overlooked, underrated, overshadowed, underestimated. You may not have the money, the resources, the perfect genetics, or the perfect past. But I tell you this, if you have a five-letter word called heart, that is all you will ever need. You are the hero you have been waiting for. And see, the hero cannot start at the top. That's a boring movie. The only way you can start at the top is if you're digging a hole. The greater the challenge, the greater the growth. As long as your heart says yes, you can overcome a million no's. You will face doubters. They all have the same disease. It's called possibility blindness. They can only see with their eyes. It is literally necessary to have haters, to be doubted. This whole world will discourage you. People will try to ruin you. But if you follow your heart, you can dodge the bullets that they shoot at you. You can build a mansion with the bricks that they throw at you. Just make the decision now for the future you.
We've got to auto-correct the negativity. We don't look at the problem. We look at the solution. We don't look at the story of us losing. We look at the story of us winning. And we tell ourselves that by continually selling ourselves on our own life. This is the vision I have for my life. This is the way it's going to be. These are my goals. This is who I am. This is my plan. These are my values. And I don't need anyone to validate me. I don't need anyone to believe in me. All I need to do is execute and believe in the work.
I'm not gonna rest until I have it. It's necessary. I'm gonna do it. It's on me. No one's gonna make it happen for me. I get some help and assistance, but I know that it's on me. Will it be easy? No, it's going to be hard, but it doesn't matter what it costs. If it's hard, I'll do it hard until I make it happen.
And I know that when I'm done, the result will be there and it will feel amazing.
You must trust. That's when you must believe. This is what I'm supposed to do. And when something happens to you, don't experience it as a failure, as a defeat. Look at it and find out, what is it that I didn't know? What is it that I can learn from this experience? It's done. When people have that kind of determination, when they don't allow what they don't have to become a factor, when they don't allow what the odds are to really matter, when they are constantly looking and seeking to find a way to make it happen, that's when the universe yields to you. That's when you start operating at a higher level of beingness. That's when it almost seems magical as you are able to speak the word and things begin to materialize. Sometimes when you don't know what to do and you don't know what to say and you don't know how long it's going to be, all you can do to express your faith, just keep on walking. I don't know where the money's going to come from, but keep on walking. I don't know when the problems go get fixed, but keep on walking. It was good they rejected you. It was good you didn't get the job. It was good that it didn't happen the way you imagined it.
The harder the battle, the sweeter the victory. Oh, it's sweet to you. It's good to you. Why? See, when it's hard and there's a struggle, what you become in the process is more important than the dream. That's far more important. The kind of person you become, the character that you build, the courage that you develop, the faith that you're manifesting. Oh, it's something that you get up in the morning, you look yourself in the mirror, you're a different kind of person. You walk with a different kind of spirit. And people know that you know what life is, that you have embraced life. You knew it was hard, but you did it hard.
Where focus goes, energy flows. If you want to improve, if you want to reach all the goals you've told yourself you'd like to achieve, you got to start eliminating all the things that don't support the direction you're trying to go.
The path to greatness demands an unyielding focus and discipline. It's about daring to push beyond your limits, fighting relentlessly for your dreams. Your legacy is shaped by the intensity of your desire and the consistency of your focus.
This isn't about idly waiting for the perfect moment or for things to fall into place. It's about waking up each day with the determination to dominate that day more than any other. Drill into your mind that you're in control and you're the one who will make things happen.
Be unapologetically savage about your dreams. If something or someone doesn't contribute to your growth or add value to your journey, consider it dead weight and let it go. This includes negative people, bad habits, and time-wasting activities. Remember, you don't have time for anything that doesn't help you grow and achieve your goals.
When you're great, you don't just focus on the year. You don't just focus on the month. You don't just focus on a week. You focus intensely on the 24 hours in front of you and work as hard as possible to nail it.
When you give up, your mind thinks it's over, so it stops growing. There's no development when you give up, but when you can say, screw this, this is awful, I'm overwhelmed, I'm in pain, I'm struggling, I'm hurting, but decide not to leave, your mind gets the message. It realizes he's sticking around, so we need to adapt. We need to improve. That's when different parts of your brain kick into gear. You start using parts of your mind you never used before, especially when you're struggling and you refuse to quit.
You have to direct your brain and tell it where you want to go and how you plan to get there. I've learned that if I keep pushing, keep returning to the challenge, your mind understands, all right, we got to work this out because he is not giving up.
You gotta quit quitting. Quitting should be off the table. You have to not allow it to be an option. Any route you choose to reach your goals, if that goal is worth reaching, will be damn tough. So stop basing your decision to quit on how hard the task is. Every single path leading to where you want to be will be challenging. Struggle, frustration, these are indicators that you're on the right track and making headway.
No one who's where you want to be got there without these struggles, without fighting, without pain, without feeling low. Nobody. And if you aim to achieve greatness, you need to embrace the struggle as a necessary ingredient.
But most people get distracted on their way to success. They start the discipline routine, eating right, doing the workouts, doing the self-development, but then they get pulled off course by the distractions around them.
Do not allow that to happen to you. You have got to be relentless in your focus. You got to be starving to change your life and block out everything else that doesn't support the vision.
In the world we live in now, you'll be endlessly bombarded with streams of social media, the relentless noise of the internet, the constant pull of just mindlessly scrolling, but you've got to resist to stay sharp.
Think of your focus like a muscle, just like lifting weights in the gym. You got to train it. It's about saying no to the unnecessary, all the time wasters that eat away at your productivity. It's about discipline, about choosing what deserves your attention and what doesn't.
To sharpen this weapon, you gotta stay self-aware of what you're concentrating on. That means living in this very moment without getting lost in regrets or things you could have done better in the past or worries about the future. It's about being fully present in whatever you're doing right this second and giving it your absolute all.
The combination of desperation and hunger with laser focus is the formula to be great at something. This formula is the cornerstone of mental mastery.
And the only way you prove to yourself that you really want it is that you no longer hit the snooze button. You no longer lose focus when you're studying. You no longer take shortcuts. You are willing to do whatever it takes. Proving to yourself that you want your dream is about demonstrating control over your mind in every aspect of life, from the moment you wake up to the way you approach every task and challenge.
You're setting the example every single day of your life. When you build this mental toughness by looking at every little thing as a test of your will and your ability to do what you say you're going to do, your life is going to get better.
You don't get here by quitting when you're tired. You get here by quitting when you're finished, when you reach completion, when you've executed.
This level of commitment is what separates those who simply envision from those who achieve. If you're determined to win, to reach paradise, your every moment must reflect that commitment. Pack your calendar with actions that drive you towards your goals, because it's in this relentless pursuit that your dreams transform into reality.
And yes, it's tough. It's tough to tune out the noise, to shut off the distractions, to really hone in on what's important. But that's what separates the successful from the unsuccessful. The ability to focus, to keep your eyes on the prize. That's what will get you to where you want to be. Most people go through life never discovering what their talents are. Most people never develop their talents. They have skills and abilities, but if you don't nurture them, if you don't develop them, they will never serve you. Your gifts can take you many places if you develop your gifts. And you'll be surprised at the things that you're able to do. When you learn how to block things out, when you learn how to keep thine eyes single, learning how to concentrate, learning how to focus in, deciding that you're going to focus to develop your skills, you'll be surprised at the ideas that will come to you, of the people that you'll be able to attract, of the opportunities that you'll be able to see. You'll begin to see things that have been staring there, looking you in the face, saying, I can't believe this has been here all this time. But you can learn all the techniques in the world. If you don't believe in yourself, it won't happen for you. You've got to focus on you. And as you convince you, as you sell yourself, every day, you will begin to see a difference in the things that you're doing. Selling yourself on your ability to perform a job, to achieve a certain objective. Telling yourself every day, here I go again, and I got what it takes. This is my day, and nothing out here is going to stop me. Decide that you're going to push yourself. You have something that you brought to the universe. And that if you decide that my life deserves my developing this, what I do well, and becoming the best at it, and mastering myself, and seeing what I have within me, I grant you that your gifts will take you places that will literally amaze you.
And many of you cannot get to your level of success. You cannot get to dominance because you are worried about everything that's coming in your ear, guys. You gotta learn to kill the noise. Who cares what they say? Dominance. Who cares what they think? Dominance. Listen to me, nothing succeeds like success. You wanna kill your haters? You wanna shut them down? You wanna kill the noise? Nothing succeeds like success. And I'm telling you, if you can learn the noise and dominate your space, your lane, stay in your lane and dominate your lane. I'm telling you, not only will you compete, not only will you dominate, but you, my friend, will lead a dynasty. I dare you to dominate. I challenge you to find your space, stay in your space, and create something in your space that has never been created before. Control your lane. I dare you to believe in your uniqueness. I dare you to believe in you. I dare you to stand up for yourself. I dare you to dominate your space, your world, and to leave a legacy. This is the difference between the good and the great. The good, they talk about it. Sometimes they do it. Sometimes they don't. The great execute. You got to execute. You just got to make one more shot than they make. One more run than they make. You just got to last one more quarter than they last. You just get one more out than they get. You just one more down than they had. Execution. Execution. You just one more push up than the next man. One more free throw than the next man's willing to take. That's all you gotta do. To be great, all you gotta do is just a little bit more than the next person is willing to do. And if you're willing to execute just a little bit more, you're willing to, your percentage, if you look at Michael Jordan when he played, he made millions. And if you looked at how many points he scored, it was like 29, and the next guy was like 27, 28. What does that mean? Michael Jordan just made one more basket than the average player in the NBA, and that one more basket made him a millionaire. And I'm telling you, you're not where you want to be financially. You are not where you want to be in your personal life. And it's not going to take 20 shots. For some of you, it's one more shot. For some of you, it's two more shots. And you have not given yourself enough credit to say, I just need to get up a half hour earlier and my whole life will change. I just need to work 1 hour longer. I need to stop hitting that snooze button.
Turn your damn TV off. Turn your phone off a lot too. It's such a convenient escape from the work. It's such a convenient escape from our obsessions. Can you get laser obsessively focused almost to its exclusivity for an extended period of time? I'm talking about a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, even a decade towards something you want so badly. You want it like oxygen. It's like you want it like you want to eat. You want it like you want to live. Are you extendedly laser focused on it, or do you get distracted easily?
If you have diluted focus, you get diluted results.
What happens when you hit a tree 1,000 times in 1,000 different spots? Absolutely nothing. But what happens when you hit the tree in the same spot 1,000 times, day after day after day? It does not matter how big that tree is, you're gonna bring it down. If you wanna be successful, if you wanna dominate in the area, you gotta let everything go but that thing you're pursuing. You can't chase two rabbits and catch both of them. So you put your attention on one and go after it.
It's not through diversification, it's through concentration. You gotta go all in on the thing.
You say you wanna be great. You say you wanna get to the next level. You say you wanna be dominant. You say you want a promotion. You say you wanna start your own business. You can talk it all day. You talk entirely too much about your dream. You talk too much about your goals. You just talk, talk, talk. We don't need all that talking, we need execution. It's not about talking, it's about doing. Shut up, go to work and show me. Show me what you got, show me. You're wasting time from the grind. Just shut up and grind and let your grind speak for you. And you gotta get to a point where you are so locked in, you are so centered that you don't hear anything around you. All you hear is the dream saying, let's go, E.T., E.T., let's go. E.T., come on, one more class, E.T., one more embarrassment, E.T., one more hour, E.T., push, E.T., push, E.T., push.
Don't stop. Narrow your focus to one idea and make it work.
Stay focused on the goal.
Stay focused, stay committed. Not the shallow commitment, not the commitment that's predicated upon external factors. The commitment that says, can I stay true to what I said I would do long after the mood that I've set it in has left?
Right now, make the decision that any price is worth it for you to make your family proud of you, for you to make your dream happen. Stop negotiating the price. This negotiation you keep doing in your mind. Is this really where I'm supposed to be? Is this what I'm supposed to be doing? It steals all your energy. It steals your focus.
Successful people and wealthy people have a subtle distinction. They don't look at price. They look at worth. Is this worth it? If you're constantly looking at the price tag, you'll eventually relent. You'll eventually give in. Stop negotiating the price. It's a freeing experience to totally commit. When you totally commit to a business, to your fitness, it's a freeing, powerful. Can you do that? The people around you always say, it's costing too much. And you go, maybe it's costing too much. You gotta start going, no, it's worth it.
On the other side of that suffering, on the other side of that sacrifice, on the other side of that laser focus is your dream.
All that you're going through in the process is preparing you to make the dream become a reality.
It's a long grind, and it's totally worth it because it's not about where you get. It's about who you become in the process of getting there. The things you'd be most proud of is the fact that you lasted, is the fact that you got up after you quit, is the fact that you go, you know what? I did quit, but I'm getting back. I innovated. I pivoted. I improved. I grew. I fought. I clawed. I competed. I won.
Most people live in this nice, comfortable place that makes them feel really good. And they always ask, how do I become hard? You sure don't become hard by living that way. You have to take yourself out of your comfort zone and bury yourself in something that makes you feel so horrible that you have to see how your mind's thinking in that horrible situation and overcome it while you're in.
If you want to live in paradise, you got to fight to get to paradise. There is no easy road.
When I was losing the weight, I had to miserably wake up every morning in the cold. This is your new life. It sucks. It just sucks. And it's going to continue to suck. Because to get to where you want to go, there's going to be more times you do something that you don't want to do than you are going to want to do it. And that's your new norm. My new norm is you get up every morning at 4 o'clock and you suffer. That became my life. Most people want to get out of it. This is your new life. This is who you are. You have to say, you, I run this.
When you feel that, step it up. Push harder. Make yourself get out of the comfort zone and get into the combat zone where you have to fight, where you have to dig deep, where strength and power and fortitude are found.
I don't want to live this lifestyle, but to get to the other side of this, I have to.
That's how you start to callous your mind. So that became my life. It's going to suck. It's not going to be fun. Do something that sucks every single day of your life. That's how you grow. Embrace the suck.
When life is over for you, I need you to die on E. I don't want you to have one idea left in you. I don't want one dream left in you. When you die, I want you to go for broke. Every book you were supposed to write, every degree you were supposed to get, everything you were supposed to accomplish, when you die, don't go to the grave with nothing. I want you to give everything you got, full potential. I want you to get everything out your system, because most people that are alive are living on neutral. So I want you to get out of neutral and put it in drive.
You got to bed when it's cold, when it's early.
And go for a run. Commit to one day and see how you feel as you're jogging and back in around 5 or something. And your neighbor's just getting up, grabbing the coffee, looking outside, wondering, you know, what the day is going to hold for them. Well, your day's already provided something for you. And then you go about your day at work and your coworker's like, what happened to old Greg, man? This is a new, who's this? That's right, the deer to stay. And get on my plan or get my way. When everybody else says, no, this is not comfortable, we shouldn't do this, you say, yeah, I'm going to introduce myself to it.
I will my way through every situation, every trial, every tribulation. I will my way through it. I don't care if you fail the boards, go again. I don't care if you fail the law exam, go again. Will your way through it. Some things you can skill yourself through, some stuff you got to will your way through. You're still living off talent. Average people live off talents. Phenomenal people live off efforts. If you will be a champion, if you will be a beast, you're going to have to go through something.
Ain't nobody going to hand you nothing. Ain't nobody going to hand you no championship. Ain't nobody going to hand you no title.
You have to develop a doggedness in order to make it. You got to have some toughness in you. And the only way to develop toughness is you got to practice being tough. And you cannot practice being tough by quitting every time you get tired, by stopping.
stopping every time you don't feel like it, by giving up every time you get challenged. That's what's wrong with people now. People don't make it because they always give up when it get hard. You know, it's so challenging now. You know, they was talking about me. I feel weak. I'm tired. Life don't give a damn about you being tired.
In life, there's a lot of things we're supposed to do. We're supposed to be our best. We're supposed to get up early. We're supposed to work out. We're supposed to be uncomfortable. We're supposed to do all these things that people are now looking for coming back.
You got to get about the business now. You want to be successful, you got to get at it. We'll stop all this soft shoeing and all that mess, man. You got to get at it. You got to tear their mouth out.
I don't see failure. I see grit, determination, drive, sacrifice. Failure means you're trying. Whole bunch of people out here never fail because they never try. I don't look at it as failure. I look at it as my first, second, third attempt.
The skill of mental toughness is a skill that you must have. And when you have a day that isn't going your way, that's a gift. And it's a gift because you get to test yourself. And when you pass the test and you got through the day and you push yourself through, even as you had to drag yourself through every step of that day, when you get through that day and you look in the mirror and you say, pass that test, nobody can. That's a powerful thing. And you make a deposit into your psyche that reminds you of how bad you really are. Nobody's gifted with it. It's developed. They are perishable skills, meaning if you don't invest in them, they will go away. If you invest in them, they will get stronger. Just like all the muscles in your body, when you test them, they get stronger. Your life is no different. Your brain is no different. So the next time you have one of these days, this isn't going your way, remind yourself that it's an opportunity to grow. It's an opportunity to test yourself. It's an opportunity to know what you're actually made of. This sort of thinking is what champions do.
One thing in life, that's for sure. The value always wins. Always, always embrace the suck, adapt to the suck.
In your life's journey, there will come times that put your spirit to the ultimate test. You'll be tempted to break, to let go, to descend into madness. You'll feel isolated in the hardest of trials.
And what you choose to do in solitude is your only companion. That's where true learning happens. It's in the silent moments, when you're all alone, where your response to life's challenges truly shapes you.
The true measure of your character isn't taken when life is easy and all is going well, but rather at those moments when you're faced with trials and storms, when everything goes dark for you.
The thing is about darkness, though, is most people freak out when things get dark. When they're in the dark and can't see, they start panicking and don't know what to do or where to go.
But what you need to do is be willing to sit patiently in that darkness, assess what's happening, and become used to the challenge of that darkness. If you do that, your eyes will begin to adjust to the dark, and you will see exactly the way you should go to make progress.
You gotta become comfortable with the pain.
Stare it straight in the face. Don't run from it anymore. Stand still and let it run from you.
When things go wrong, when you run out of money, when things don't work out for you, when the people you care about leave you, what keeps you going?
If all you're doing it for is a house or a car, that can stop you. You'll give in so quickly. But when you're doing it because of something within you is burning to do it, when you're doing it for the people you love, when you're doing it for your family, when you're doing it for the pride of who you are, no mountain, no trial, no tribulation can stop you. You cannot be broken anymore.
Strength is easy when untested, but it's when adversity strikes, when you're hit hard by loss, ailment, injustice. It's in these times that your spirit is refined. No matter how rocky the path, it's nothing but a journey to a greater version of yourself. You can't reach new heights without the climb. You can't enjoy the sunshine without enduring the storm.
No one's coming to save you, but you can save yourself. You can pull yourself out of the sewer of life.
Anything you focus your mind on, you have the ability to change. You don't like the way your life is going, you're the only one who can change it. You don't have to be an alcoholic. You don't have to be a failure. You don't have to be anything you don't want to be. if you just decide within yourself to change your mind.
When it feels like everything is working against you, that is your greatest moment to show the whole world what you're capable of doing. This is the time you present your tenacity, your endurance, your strength to the world.
I don't care who you are. I don't care what position you're in. I don't care what it looks like to people. You can come back again. You're not done.
You gotta stand up for yourself. You may be embarrassed, but stand up. You may feel like crying, but stand up. You may feel like it's all over already, but stand up. You may not see a way out of all this mess, but stand up.
The more you fight, the more you keep coming back, the more you'll realize how much energy, how much resourcefulness, how much power you have left in you.
You don't judge your entire life based on your current circumstances. Your current circumstances are temporary. You will not be where you are now for the rest of your life. Things will get better, and you gotta keep in the back of your mind at all times, no matter what I go through, I must not give up.
Expect me to come back. I don't know how long it'll take, but expect me to come back. I don't know what I'll have to go through, but expect me to come back. I don't know what I'm gonna lose along the way, but expect me to come back.
It's the chaos of the time that creates a conqueror in the person. Those exceptional people who are uncomfortable with what's happening to them and rise to the challenge because they refuse to allow the chaos around them to determine the conqueror within them. People who resist the toe to go down and stand fiercely in spite of opposition and say, I'm gonna do it anyway.
Do you not know that where you are will pass? What you're worried about will pass. One day you're gonna look back and laugh at the thing that kept you up all night. One day you'll see that it was not nearly as major as you thought it was.
There's more in you right now than what's represented in your bank account. There's more in you right now that's being reflected by your life right now. Your life at this time isn't a true reflection of your potential.
You are a walking goldmine of talents, abilities, ideas. Do you ever dream of doing something like starting your own business? Mastering a skill? That's the real you knocking on the door of your mind, hinting that there's so much more to dig into. Your life right now might be on one level, but you've got so many more levels of potential stacked up inside you, ready to be unlocked.
You've got to be cautious and careful of the voice going on inside your head. You've got to constantly monitor that internal dialogue. Whenever you feel a negative tone of voice playing in your head, I want you to shut it down and reinforce your brain with positivity, telling yourself, I got what it takes. Today is my day. I'm gonna make it. I'm gonna do it. And nothing will stand in my way. I have enough power. I have enough persistence. I have enough perseverance to make it happen.
The things you're saying to yourself determine whether you win or lose. What you say to yourself has all the world to do with how far you can go. Your attitude determines your aptitude. What you feed your mind will either be the fuel for your success or the poison for your failure.
Your attitude isn't just a small player in the game of life. It's the coach, the quarterback, and the crowd that's either cheering you on or booing you down, shaping how high you can climb or how flat you can fall.
If you believe you're a winner, your actions will align to that belief. If you tell yourself you can overcome, your brain starts working overtime to make that a reality. Where focus goes, energy flows. So if you're telling yourself that there is a way through this, you will look for solutions. But if you believe you're doomed, you'll only see roadblocks.
Every time you catch yourself slipping into negativity, shut that down. Replace I can't with I will, I might with I must, I hope with I know. Your words are a self-fulfilling prophecy. So speak victory, speak courage, speak success.
When life hits you, don't back down, buck back. Life's not always gonna go easy on you. It will strip you to your core and test you on every level. The amount of pressure it'll pile on you will try to destroy you. Do not allow that.
This is no time to lose your head. This is no time to quit. This is no time to faint. This is no time to collapse. This is no time to give in.
Decide within you that I will get something out of this pain. I'm gonna push through it. I'm gonna push through when it gets
gets tough. I'm going to push through when I get tired. I'm going to push through when it's not convenient. I'm going to push through when my heart is broken. I'm going to push through when I get rejected. I'm going to push through when I'm broke. No matter what happens to me, I am going to push through it. That means that you might have been kicked, you might have been shoved, and might have been shot, but you're still standing, ready to fight whatever comes at you.
Getting successful, it's not a magic trick. You have a say-so in that. You can decide to be rich, but you first have to think it. The difference between successful people and non-successful people is here. You have to change this. If you keep doing what you've been doing, you're gonna keep getting what you've been getting. So if you're in a place in your life and you ain't happy with it, you have to change some things. But you have to make a conscientious decision that you're going to change. And it's not dependent on anybody else. It don't matter what your mama think. It don't matter what your coworkers think. It don't matter what your siblings think. It don't matter what your children think. It don't matter. They have nothing to do with it. This decision is yours and yours alone.
Never let anybody tell you that you can't.
A lot of time as a leader, a lot of time as a business builder, a lot of time as a craftsperson, we will have an idea for a business or a product where the rest of the world says that's impossible. And we have to be coming from a place from within where our I can is larger than our I can't. You absolutely must do the interior work required when you have these fiery levels of confidence where when the world is saying, you know what, I dismiss your vision. Well, that is impossible. You have to be that lone voice who goes, no, you know what? It is possible. And just watch me do it.
I am not going to allow anything to shake me. I'm not going to allow anything to stop me. I'm not going to allow anything to stop my happiness and my growth. You got to live beyond reality. Even before you do it, see yourself doing it. Even before you accomplish it, see yourself accomplishing it. Your perception is everything, not your circumstances, not your situation. It's how you see it. And if you can learn to see it correctly, if you can learn to just get past the pain, get past the little hurt, and if you can learn to see it properly, I guarantee you can be what you want to be. You can have what you want to have. You can do what you want to do.
If you've ever had a moment in your life that you have measured yourself and come up short, if you've ever poured yourself into an individual, a company, a place or thing, and didn't get the results you expected, then this one is for you.
When life is beating you down, and you lose your job, you lose your money, you lose your spouse, you feel like you can't do it anymore. When you feel that pain creeping in, you feel that defeat.
You must remind yourself of how tough you really are.
This is not the first time you've gone through pain. This is not the first time you've felt the sting of failure. You've got to remember that every time you're going through adversity, it is making you stronger.
You are not being burned, you are being forged. You're being forged into a beast.
But it's not going to be easy. No, it's going to try and rip you apart. It's going to break you down. Before you can have the opportunity to build yourself back up, you're going to feel overwhelmed and stressed out of your mind and don't know what to do next to solve the problems you're facing. But when you can put yourself in a position where you decide that you won't give yourself a way out, you won't allow the darkness to win. You won't accept failure as an outcome. One way or another, you will find a way through it.
It's gonna be a dogfight. It's gonna be rough. It's gonna knock you to your knees and keep beating you. But you gotta make up in your mind that it is not over until I win. I will get a reward for the pain that I go through. I will not stop in the middle of the process. I will not be defeated. I will not be destroyed. I will take everything that happens in my life and I will allow the pain to push me to greatness. You will not break me. You will not stop me. The only way I lose is if I quit.
To become a champion, you gotta endure immense challenges.
If you can't withstand challenges, you'll never be a champion. If giving up tempts you when your legs give out, don't even begin. If the easy route tempts you when the pressure hits, don't even bother taking the first step. If you don't believe doors will be slammed in your face a million times or you won't face rejection, don't even embark on the journey. For me though, every rejection fuels me. Why? Because I am not a failure. I'm just one more attempt away from success. If I just keep trying and keep trying and keep trying, I will eventually win.
Life can't deny you forever. Life can't keep telling you no forever. If you are relentless, at some point you will break through. I refuse to veer to the left or veer to the right or gradually get things together. No, that's not gonna happen. I'm getting ready to turn this whole situation around 180 degrees.
On the other side of your pain is freedom. Opportunity comes in chaos. A chance to stand up, a chance to get it right, a chance to make a U-turn. I need you to find a reason to keep going. And if you can find a reason to keep going, I know that you'll be strong enough to get through it. Because every human has what it takes to persevere through whatever they're facing, if they decide to.
Push through it. Tragedy and trials come to everybody, but only the strong survive. Most people keep running away from all these obstacles, and they don't realize that it is the obstacles that are gonna take them to the next level. Those are the things that are gonna push you to break through.
So every time you feel that pain, you feel that heat, you feel that pressure, remind yourself that this is what is gonna make me better. This is gonna redefine me. This is gonna make me into an unbreakable winner.
I need you to have mental toughness. When that thing you're up against tells you to quit, I want you to look at it in the eye and say, I will break you before you break me. I will not be destroyed. I will outlast you. I'm tougher than you. I can take it. I got what it takes to win. You will not defeat me.
And some of you are not successful because every single time you run up against a trial, every time you run up against a tribulation, you stop trying and you cut off beast mode. And what I'm here to tell you is, in the middle of the struggle, in the middle of the chaos, you gotta tell that thing, I will not leave without that goal. I will not leave this opportunity until I'm successful. It is not over until I win.
I am not phenomenally skilled, but I am phenomenally willed. I will not give up. I will not surrender. I will not quit. I'm not successful because I'm the best. I'm successful because life tried to break me and it couldn't. I outlasted all the struggles, all the hurt, all the haters, all the failures, and I kept getting back up and facing it head on without losing enthusiasm for the dream.
However hard life tries to hit you, I need you to hit twice as hard back. Match whatever level of energy the enemy is putting up and destroy it. You've invested too much to quit. You've made too many sacrifices to give up. Get a reward for all the hell you've been through.
I don't care what's the circumstance. I don't care what's the situation. You face the challenge, you put it on your back, and you say, Roger that. And you continue to execute on your mission, on your goal, on your plans, on your dream.
When you come up against that thing, you gotta be prepared to outperform that thing. And you gotta make up in your mind before you get to that challenge, before you get to that cancer, before you get to that sickness, before you get to that battle, you gotta be mentally ready to take on whatever life is gonna hit you with. And you gotta see yourself getting through this and past this. You gotta know you can handle anything this world can throw at you. And you gotta make up in your mind that I will not leave without getting what I want. The battle is not over until I win.
It's not easy out there. People are always saying you can't, that you shouldn't, that you're not smart enough, not good enough. This world, it beats you up again and again until eventually most people, they just stop trying. But you're not like that. You're a fighter. You always have been.
Everybody in your life will have a turn back moment. No matter who you are, you're going to have such a period in your life where it seems like it's not working. You're going to have doubts. You're going to have a lot of trials and tribulations and challenges. You always have a moment in your life where the direction you're going, you will have to make a decision to keep going or you turn back. The sad thing is, the average person turns back.
It's hard living. Life is hard.
Life is not easy at all. There's gonna be challenges. You're gonna get beat down.
And that tough situation is making you wanna stop.
And you will fail sometimes. And that's okay. That's okay as long as you get back up.
Take that next step. Keep moving forward.
And no matter what, do not quit.
I don't care how low you are. I don't care what you have done. I don't care what you have experienced. I don't care how devastated your life might appear to be. The shambles it might be in. Wherever you are in life, ladies and gentlemen, you've got comeback power.
Everything you're going through is preparing you for what you ask God for. You just got to quit tripping while you're in the process. Because the process is necessary. You may not see it now, but when he gets you on the other side of it, you're going to see exactly why it went that way. And you're going to be okay with it. Pull yourself together and quit tripping because you're in the process. God is processing you. He ain't through with you. If he was through with you, you would not wake up in the morning.
Tough times never last, but tough people do. And you are tough. You're made of some special stuff. There was nobody here before you. You brought something here that was not here before you showed up. Guess what? Nobody's going to do your work for you. Nobody's going to write your book for you.
That has been given to you to do.
You want your stuff? It's necessary you take responsibility for it. That you make it happen, that you don't give up, that you don't take any objection or disappointment or defeats personally, that you keep on keeping on, that you don't decide that I can't make it because you can't see the light at the end of the tunnel, that you realize that's a part of the program. And here's something you've got to resolve. Say this to yourself every day. Not over till I win. Not over till I get through. Not over till I get over. Not over till I get what I want. That's how you got to do that. You've got to have that kind of courage, that type of determination. If you want to make it happen, it's you.
Most people, ladies and gentlemen, are stoppable. Most people, all you have to do is tell them no. All you have to do is make it inconvenient for them. All you have to do is throw some issues and challenges their way. And they give up. They throw in the towel. They surrender.
See, those people don't realize that it goes with the territory. That when you want to grow, when you want to achieve, when you want to experience more, all hell will break loose. Everything that can happen will happen.
It's one thing to believe when you've got money in your pocket. It's one thing to believe when your marriage is working out and you've got your health. It's easy to believe then. But it's another thing when you get that diagnosis that says you're not going to be around much longer. When you lose your job, when someone you thought you'd be with for the rest of your life says, no, we can't do this anymore. That's when you have to dig deep. That's when you got to find something within you that won't be denied.
There is something about you. There is a power within you that regardless of what happens to you, you can stand up inside of yourself and declare, I am going to do it.
You got to get to the point in your life where you say, I have had it. I'm not going to live like this anymore. No, there's got to be more for me. You got to draw the line. You got to say enough is enough, and I'm not going to let anything stop me.
Don't go through life feeling like you're powerless. Victims are people that are powerless. You're not powerless. You're not a victim. You are powerful. In the chaos is an opportunity. If you can learn to harness the pain you're going through, you can rise to the challenge and refuse to allow the chaos around you to determine the conqueror within you.
Resisting the toe to go down and standing fiercely in spite of the opposition and saying, I'm going to do it anyway, but you don't know what's happened to me. It doesn't matter what has happened to you. The only thing that really matters is what are you going to do about it?
I can become upset, nervous, tense about it, weak about it, or I can say, it's okay, I'm going to make it happen. You can allow it to destroy you, or you can allow it to build you up. You have the power to do that.
Things are going to happen to you, and the most important thing to do is to harness your will and let it go and move so you can grow, so you can get on with your life.
Start working and developing yourself now and prepare yourself for what it is that you want because you expect to get it.
Courageously hold on to your dream and don't lose enthusiasm. You gotta be out of your mind to believe, in spite of these numbers, you can still make it. You gotta be crazy. Yes, you must be crazy. The crazy people are the only ones who change the world and do the impossible. You gotta believe in your heart of hearts that in spite of the pain you're feeling, you can still come back again. It doesn't matter how many times I fail. I'm gonna courageously pursue it. I don't care what people say. I don't care what they think. This is something that I want that gives my life meaning and value.
You've got to learn how not to give up and how not to give in. And you got to understand that greatness is within you and you got to pull it out. When life's putting the pressure on you, you have to learn to bolt every escape hatch closed in your mind and don't allow yourself a way out. You got to find a way or make a way.
It's okay to cry. It's okay to go home. It's okay to take a break. But quitting should never be an option. The weakness is in your mind, out to worry you to death. Out to stress you to death, out to break you down, out to make you quit, out to make you think that you can't get up, out to make you give up on your dream.
The war takes place in your own head. It's not in your savings account. It's not in your job. The fight that you've got to fight is in your mind. And if you can get it out of your head, you can get it out of your job. You can get it out of your finances. You can get all the self-pitying and victimizing thoughts out of your entire life.
If you don't like where you're at, don't worry about it. This is just a chapter. Don't like how you feel right now? It's okay. It's just a chapter. Why are you up all night, stressed, worried, and weeping over one chapter in your life? This isn't the end of your story. The last chapter of your life hasn't been written yet. You still have more to go. You can still turn things around.
And it doesn't matter what happened yesterday or the day before. What matters is, what are you doing right now to make your life better? What steps are you taking right now to improve yourself and your situation? We can't control what has happened, but we can control what we do now. You have full control over yourself and your ability to work on yourself and get better at whatever you're doing.
The difficulties you're facing right now aren't there to stop you from living your dream. They're there to push you onto another level. They will help make you into the person you want to be. Don't run away from the hardship like most people do. Step toward it, face it head on, and be willing to wrestle with it to get what you want.
This world is always going to give you scars, and that's nothing to be ashamed of. Many people try to hide their scars. No, you should wear those scars as a badge of honor. They show what you've overcame, what you've faced and beaten. Because only the toughest people make it through to the other side where success is. And you are tough. You are cut from a different cloth.
And you gotta see yourself capable and worthy of living a life of greatness, a life of peace. Say to yourself, I'm gonna do it. I'm coming out of this. I don't know how long it's gonna take. I don't know what I'm gonna have to go through. I don't know what I'm gonna lose along the way, but I am going to make it through this.
I've been broke, busted, and disgusted, but I still believe that I am coming out of this mess. No matter what it takes, I'm going to do it.
What is the common denominator of failure? Why are you failing?
You never say, because of me.
Oh, it's the competition. If you wake up tomorrow morning and blame your failure on someone or something else, you have no reason to change, do you? But if you woke up in the morning and looked in the mirror and said, I am failing because of me, the decisions that I make, the energy I put in, I'm not passing the blame. If you look in the mirror tomorrow and say that, you will change. Because nobody likes thinking of themselves as a failure.
Winners win and losers lose. And if you create a culture of losing, if you keep being a victim, if you keep letting losing happen to you, if you keep letting people do you and treat you any kind of way, it's going to become a culture.
Take ownership. Take ownership of everything in your world, the good and the bad. Don't make excuses. Don't blame any other person or any other thing. Take ownership of your mistakes
Take ownership of your shortfalls, take ownership of your problems, and then take ownership of the solutions that will get those problems solved. Take ownership of your job, of your team, of your future, and take ownership of your life.
All I need you to do is speak up and say, I expect to win. Declare that it's over, that yesterday was the last day that you were a loser, like yesterday was the last day you expected to come up short. When you set out for a goal, expect it to happen. Expect to be successful. Expect it to be positive. If you can expect it, if you can wake up feeling like a winner, if you can wake up talking like a winner, if you can expect that everything you do will come out winning, I guarantee you, you never ever have to come up short again.
It's not easy, but through practice and practice and practice, practice makes improvement. You can always better your best. You can always go beyond anything that you have ever done. You never hit a state of perfection. You're always bigger than what you do. And so all you're looking for are new breakthroughs through practice and practice and practice. You'll get better and better and better.
It might be year 2, 3, 4 before you get your big win, but you could decide now, I'm gonna walk, talk, and be a different person. You decide that. You're the lead character in the story of your life. Everything has to do with you intending to win. Too many of you are playing with your business. If you make that shift, I'm going to win. We're going to play to win now. We're not playing to play. We're not playing to see how we do. We're not playing for fun. Once you start getting some winning, you start changing. You talk different. You walk different. All of a sudden, this isn't the same damn human being. You can change you. You'd be surprised what a little winning would do. You'd be surprised how good you'd be if you just decide to win. Be number one in your office, number one in your region. And when you start stacking them up, your life can change.
While everyone else is gossiping, while everyone else is comparing themselves to everybody else, I dare you to block out the world and focus on yourself.
It is time to get focused. It is time to decide, I'm going to work on myself and develop myself and see what I can become.
Only those who risk going too far can possibly find out how far one can go. And you can go further than you think. You in 3 and you got 6 gears, but you're accustomed to 3, you're accustomed to 4. I challenge you to push it to all the gears you got. Give it everything you got. I want to see how far I can go. I want to see what I can accomplish. I want to see what I can do, what I can be, what I can have. I want to see. I don't want to see what I think I can do. I don't want to see what I think is possible. I want to see what my life would look like if I didn't count the cost.
It takes a lot of guts. You don't have nothing but lint in the corner of your pockets. You out here talking about living your dream. And people laughing at you. And they're doubting you.
When you're uncommon, get ready for the criticism. Get ready for the opposition. Get ready for the common people not to understand you. Get ready for people to try and block you and conspire against you.
If you want something, you can get it. It only takes will.
You can do it.
Why not?
Because somebody said it is impossible. It can't be done. I tell you this, there's never been a statue erected for a critic. Everybody tell you how to do it, they never did it. Moral of the story is, do you, be you. Stop obsessing over these celebrities. Live your life. Step into your greatness.
And those who don't understand is none of your spiritual business.
You are what's gonna blow you up. You are what's gonna change your situation. You are what's gonna take you to the next level. So stop looking at them and start focusing on the greatness in you.
There are some people who believe it's their personal business to stop you from living your dream. You wanna make your dream come true, you gotta stay focused. Some people rather get even than get ahead. Stay focused on where you wanna go. I just kept on doing what I was supposed to do. You can learn all the techniques in the world. If you don't believe in yourself, it won't happen for you. You've got to focus on you. Telling yourself every day, here I go again, and I got what it takes. This is my day, and nothing out here is going to stop me.
You cannot have a positive life with a negative mindset.
Because as long as we own that negativity, it's going to produce negativity.
Don't complain. Don't talk negative. Average people use their time to whine and complain. Average people talk problem. The greats talk solutions.
You got a better chance to be successful if you can color in yourself. If you can block out the negative talk. If you can block out the negative thoughts. us and that you can buy out to negative people.
If we are all only made up of atoms, then why don't you become the bigger energy, the stronger energy, the superior one? Stop waiting for others to do it first and break through. And go do it yourself. If you can break through for yourself, you will break through for others. And others will be in awe of you. Increase your energy and let others thrive off it. When living life, try new things. Jump, fall, fight, create love. Live extreme and push your boundaries. Why? Simply because there will be no other time for you to do this. You can dream of these things, but understand you can also achieve them. The moments that take your breath away are the ones that count. You need the downs to make the ups. You need the ups to create the downs. You need to feel the opposites to truly understand the full reality of the life you are living.
It's your dream. Nobody's gonna see it like you do. Nobody's gonna be as dedicated to it as you are. It's your dream, and they don't have to understand, and they don't have to like it. It doesn't make a difference. It's your dream, and you, my friend, have been given the task to make it happen, and you can't let anything stop you from doing what you were called to do.
Everybody won't see it. Everybody won't join you. Everybody won't have the vision. It's necessary to know that. That a lot of people like to complain, but they don't want to do anything about their situation. That you're an uncommon breed. You have to know within yourself that I can do this. Even if no one else sees it for me, I must see it for myself.
There's the people that win, and there's the people that lose. And the people that win have something in common when it comes to this level of criticism. Every single bit of negativity, every single bit of doubt, every single negative comment, every single person that says, you can't do this, this could never happen, those go into a bank. And every time you're tired, every time you're frustrated, every time you want to quit, you remember what these people say. And winners understand that this is some of the most valuable fuel that you could ever have. The only way that you can lose on this journey is by giving up. There are no failures. There's only quitting. Every single failure, every single hardship, every single obstacle is going to serve you if you allow yourself to let it serve you. Because if you're executing day in and day out, day in and day out, day in and day out, over the course of time, regardless of what anybody says, if you are executing day in and day out, no matter what, there is not a single that can stop you.